just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Bassist John Entwistle, a founding member of the British rock band The Who, died of an apparent heart attack yesterday in Las Vegas. He was 57 years old, and he died as the band prepared to begin a nationwide tour this evening. NPR's Rick Carr has this appreciation.
Entwistle was always the quiet one. While singer Roger Daltrey pranced and emoted, guitarist Pete Townsend struck his instrument with windmill blows, and the late drummer Keith Moon bashed, kicked over, and even blew up his kit, Entwistle stood expressionless, almost immobile, turning out the foundation upon which the rock of The Who was built. Early on, Townsend said he made up for his lack of technical skills with ear-splitting volume. Entwistle had the volume and the chops. John Entwistle grew up in working-class West London, where as an adolescent he met Townsend. The two played together in a Dixieland revival band in the early 1960s, Entwistle on trumpet, Townsend on banjo. A few years later, Entwistle ended in a rock band with another neighborhood boy, Roger Daltrey. When that band's guitarist left, Entwistle asked his friend Townsend to join. Within a couple of years and after a couple of name changes, the members of The Who were on their way to becoming rock royalty, eclipsed among their peers only by the Beatles and Rolling Stones, and more popular than one of their earliest inspirations, the Kinks. Despite being the only member of The Who with formal musical training as a trumpeter and pianist, John Entwistle only wrote a few songs for The Who, including two for the band's groundbreaking rock opera Tommy, but no big hits.
We're on our own.
By the 70s, the other three members of The Who were caught up in various facets of the rock and roll lifestyle. Eastern mysticism, film careers, drug habits, and alcoholism, which helped lead to Moon's death in 1978. But Entwistle remained the band's calm center. He released solo records and toured small clubs with his own band. He also turned to art, cartoonish caricatures of himself, his bandmates, and their friends. The Who officially called it quits in 1982, although the band regularly regrouped with replacement drummers to tour. The Who was set to start a round of concerts across the U.S. tonight in Las Vegas. That show has been canceled, and the rest of the tour is in doubt. Rick Carr, NPR News.